And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Deshia Crockett says she understands looting and rage against racial injustice, though she does not approve of the violence. Crockett is a leader at Illinois State University's Impact Ministry, a Grace Lake North High School graduate, and community activist with the Next Gen Initiative. In this conversation for WGLT's series Living Black in Bloomington Normal, Crockett talks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Crockett says now is not the first time she has had conversations about police brutality and race with a lot of her friends from diverse backgrounds.
We've always, since high school, had these conversations with my friends because I've been very involved in stuff like this since high school. When Trump became president in 2016 and leading up to 2017, it was an uproar in my school, in my high school, because some of the teachers were coming out and saying their stance with Trump and saying build the wall, and that's offensive to some of my Mexican friends. So I took the initiative like, hey, we are about to protest. There's not going to be any classes, no nothing, until these teachers get some diversity training. It's not okay for y'all to just feel like y'all can say whatever y'all want. People ignorantly coming out and saying what they wanted to say, racist remarks. We had to sit down with the principal and write a message about unity, and that all the teachers had to get diversity training. And I tried to start a group called Woke and stuff like that. So like my friends, they already know, we've been involved.
You know, most of the time the black community tends to vote Democrat. How do you think that would be different if race wasn't a factor?
I feel like to do feel more comfortable in being Democrat because it's more diverse. They're more accepting, and sometimes it can be seen as they're more for the people. But I don't really feel like the Democrat Party has done like that much for the black people, and of course the Republicans, they definitely haven't either. But it's just like, I feel like the Democrat Party is not the only one who is standing up for injustice. They are the majority, and we feel more accepted. Like, it is more accepting in that party. But any side, it don't matter who you is. Like I said, since I have different friends of being black, white, Latino, like, it don't matter. And the same way, like, their color don't matter, their political stance, I don't think really matters, as long as you're still fighting for injustice.
There were protests in all 50 states and also almost 20-plus countries. What's different now about this movement and everything going on?
I think it's a bigger movement now because everybody is sick and tired of it. We are not about to go through the same thing that our people went through in the 60s, and it was unfinished business from Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. But the difference was back then, we weren't as unified. Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, I think they should have did it together. Otherwise, we would have got a lot more work done instead of there being division because of religion. Nowadays, everybody from every background is standing up. It don't matter from what background. Like I said, political stance, it don't even matter. Everybody's sick and tired of it, and everybody has been involved.
Is there anything else you want to talk about or mention?
You know, everybody's just hoping for the better. We had to have the Civil War so we can all be unified in the country. That's what Abraham Lincoln was worried about. He didn't care about civil rights and nothing like that. He didn't care about the black people, but he wanted his country to be all together as one, not having each state be its own country and stuff. So that's why they mainly fought. And if we have to go to another Civil War again for all of us to be unified and for all of us to get along, that's ridiculous. You know, if people keep wanting to be racist and have their own ways about things and not wanting to succumb to being unified, then it might get to that point. We're trying to make peace before the storm.
I wanted your thoughts on people who are criticizing the riots and the lootings to get attention about this issue.
It's sad that it is happening, but as far as what happened in Minneapolis and how we have to sit there and watch that man be murdered, like have a cop stick his knee on that man's neck, and how they were getting riled up even seeing that. I understand why Minneapolis tore up that city out of rage, because they were sick and tired of this happening and they just want to be heard. But as far as it happening around the country now, come on, y'all. We can't be doing that everywhere, and we shouldn't be acting off of impulse. I do want to keep the peace between everybody. I'm not anti-cop. I'm not anti-white people. I'm not anti-any of that. As far as, like, Chicago, related to Chicago, something that's closer to home and stuff like that, hearing about it in Bloomington Normal, we shouldn't be destroying our own community. That's stupid.
That's Tashia Crockett, an Illinois State University student and activist against racial injustice. She talked with WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for our series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Find all the interviews and news stories from the series at WGLT.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR.